Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello everybody, this is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Cecilia, do you want to be a princess?
I don't know why you are asking me this, but yes.
Okay.
Okay? What? Are you going to turn me into a princess? 难道 Max, 你的真实身份其实是仙女教母吗？
Well, even if I were a fairy godmother,You would cry and beg me not to turn you into a princess after reading this story.
What? What is it? 怎么感觉你要开始讲鬼故事了？难道有什么黑色童话要讲的吗？
Oh, it's dark. But it's not a fairy tale. It's something that happened in reality.
Wow, I'm getting really curious. 那接下来我们就一起来听一下这个发生在现实世界的黑暗童话。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 So this story does have a princess, right?
Of course, the daughter is the ruler of Dubai, Princess Latifa.
哇，迪拜啊，那这些什么豌豆公主啊、睡美人这批北欧系的公主瞬间就弱爆了，对不对？财力完全被压制。
Well, do you know that this princess tried to flee the Emirates in 2018? What's more, do you know what happened after she was forcibly returned?
Obviously, I'm ignorant. 那这个 Emirate 就是指酋长国。诶，我突然好像有点印象了哈，之前好像听说过迪拜有个公主出逃，然后被抓回去了。那之后呢，就杳无音讯了。那这是终于有消息了吗？
Yeah, she had used a smuggled phone to send a series of secret video messages taken over the past 2 years. She claimed she was being held hostage in a locked villa surrounded by police.
Wait, what do you mean? 什么叫她被囚禁在别墅里了?
Well, all the windows were barred shut. There are 5 policemen outside, 2 inside the house.She can't even go outside to get any fresh air.
哼，这还真的就跟那童话里的长发公主一样哈，被关在城堡里都不给出去的。Then how did she record these videos? And what did she say?
She recorded them in the bathroom. This is the only room with a door that she can lock. As for what she said, are you sure you want to know? I don't want to scare you.
Oh, don't keep me in suspense.Keep somebody in suspense, 指的呢就是卖关子，吊人胃口。那当你想叫一个人别卖关子了，你也可以说 out with it, 就是说出来，赶紧说的意思。So, Max, out with it.
All right. She said, if you're watching this video, it's not such a good thing. Either I'm dead or I'm in a very, very, very bad situation.
And...
She said she was enslaved in that jail and feared she would never see the sun again.
I'm feeling goosebumps now. Goosebumps 就是指我们说的这个鸡皮疙瘩。那英文呢其实是鹅皮疙瘩，对不对？那就是用来形容人特别的冷、害怕或者是兴奋的时候呢，这样一种状态。
You know, this was not the first time she escaped. Princess Latifah said in the video,that she had tried to escape once before, at age 16, but was captured at the border, jailed for more than 3 years, and beaten and tortured.
Beaten and tortured?
Yeah, constant torture. Even when they weren't physically beating her up, they were torturing her. They would make sounds to harass her, and then they would come in the middle of the night to pull her out of bed to beat her.
Well, I don't know what to say.Is this even a thing? To captivate and torture a princess in her own country? 这可是公主哎。
Actually, she is not the only princess in Dubai who tried to escape. Her older sister, Shamsa, was seized on the streets of Cambridge after fleeing the family. In an email she smuggled out from captivity in Dubai, Shamsa alleged that she was caught by her father, who managed to track her down and sent four men to catch her. They were carrying guns and threatening her.
Wow, 这个 track down 呢就是指追踪追寻某人的意思。So, being a princess is a whole different job than what I imagined. 那拉蒂法公主她也是这么被抓到的吗?
In the videos, she said she was injected three times with the sedative, but she continued to struggle. From the moment they started the kidnap until that point was maybe 14 minutes.
You mean like until her third tranquilizer? 那刚刚 Max 说的这个 sedative 和这里这个 tranquilizer 都是镇静剂的意思。
Yes. During the entire process, she was fighting and fighting, not giving up until the last moment.
This is heartbreaking. 她被注射了三支镇静剂哈，但是一直都没有停止反抗，因为她知道一旦放弃，等待着她的是什么。She just didn't want to give up. But doesn't she have any friends? Did they give her up? Were they trying to find her?
Oh, her best friend Tina never gave up on her. She tried to help her escape, but failed. They were taken back to Dubai, and that was the last time she saw Latifa.
那她有提到最后见到这个拉蒂法公主的时候，她是个什么样的状况吗?
The princess was being dragged off the boat, kicking and screaming, yelling that she was seeking political asylum. They ignored her, of course.
当然，跟这些人寻求政治庇护，根本没有人会理她呀。那政治庇护我们叫做 political asylum. Well, it must have been desperate to see your best friend taken away like this, unable to do anything. 这种无能为力的心情啊，毕竟他的力量和对方太过悬殊了。那换成是我，我可能也被吓到什么都不敢做。
Yeah, they threatened to shoot her brain out if she spoke.
It's so traumatizing to her. 这种肯定都构成心灵创伤了。
Not only her, but also to Princess Haya, the ex-wife of the Sheikh. It is said that witnessing the abduction of Latifa could be the reason for her escape.
终于说到点我知道的了哈。这个哈雅王妃可以说是大名鼎鼎啊。应该是在前年吧，她带着一对儿女从迪拜逃到了英国。之后呢，就跟这个迪拜酋长打起了离婚官司。那 Sheikh 就是指这种阿拉伯的统治者酋长。And she won the case.
Yeah, in a damning ruling released to the public, the British High Court found that the Sheikh conducted a campaign of fear and intimidation against Princess Haya.
Yeah, and the threats continued after the princess moved to London. The Sheikh had used the apparatus of the state to threaten, intimidate, mistreat, and oppress with a total disregard for the rule of law. 这个 Haya 王妃在搬到伦敦之后啊面临的威胁仍然在继续。酋长呢，利用国家机器威胁、恐吓、虐待和压迫，完全无视法治。
So after hearing all this, what do you think? Do you still want to be a princess?
不了不了，当公主是个高危工作，要吃毒苹果，要被龙抓，不然就是被纺车扎成植物人。现在呢，又要被囚禁。
Yeah, what happens with the royal household can really be shocking and unreal.Sometimes it's beyond our comprehension.
Anyway, 还是希望这个拉蒂法公主能够平平安安的，并且呢，能够早日获得自由。People think, oh, she's just a spoiled princess. But she's not. She's like anybody who deserves a chance to be free. 好了，这期节目就到这里。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天所有的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文。私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Max. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。